The Mets are going to need a new manager next year. David Stearns has already made it clear that Andy Green will not be the guy next season. And for me, well, we all have our lists. We all have our candidates. We all have our guys that we would want to be the next Met manager. My guy is Alex Cora. And for several reasons. Number one, I think he's a top five, if not top three, manager in the entire sport. Number two, I think he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. I think obviously the ties he has to this organization, the ties he has to this market, he is very well respected, comes with very high regard, and simply put, he's just one of the best in the sport right now. And yeah, he's chilling at home, making a bunch of money, and he's not going to take a job this season, but he will be highly sought after come this offseason, including the Phillies, I guess if they, you know, unless they go on a crazy run with Mattingly, but even if they do, I think they're still going to give Cora a long look. Alex Cora reminds me of John Harbaugh. I think much like Harbaugh, Alex Cora is going to have a lot of suitors. You're going to have to go above and beyond to gain the services of Alex Cora. You know, it's not often you have a manager like this or a coach in Harbaugh's case where it's, hey, prime of their managerial careers, have won a championship, have a tremendous track record, an incredible record, highly thought of, taskmasters, culture guys, adults in the room, CEOs. Harbaugh is exactly what the Giants needed. Exactly. After several failed coordinators, the Giants could not go the coordinator route again. That would have, to me, been a major misstep, especially when you consider they have a young quarterback and I think a roster that is continuing to grow and ready to win now, but they needed the right head coach. So what the Giants did is they pulled out all the stops in the courting of Harbaugh. Phone calls, stops down to Harbaugh's house. They brought out all the legends to make calls and Coughlin and Eli, et cetera, et cetera. The Giants, much like you can do in New York, they rolled out the red carpet and they went full court press and they used all the stops to get Harbaugh to sign on the dotted line. Jackson Dart has a lot to do with it. I think this roster has a lot to do with it. The franchise itself and the lure of the Giants, of course, that played a role as well. But I also think the above and beyond, and I was, I'll admit, a little bit concerned that the Giants were being a little bit too aggressive with it. I was dead wrong about that. The Giants played it perfectly. They hit every note perfectly. And they got Harbaugh, the most sought-after head coach, free agent out there, to pick their team. And there was, hey, look, Tennessee was certainly a viable option as well. But Harbaugh decided to come to the Giants. Cora, to me, fits the same type of mold as Harbaugh. He's going to have a lot of offers out there. He's obviously played for the Mets. That's the guy I want. That's the guy I want. And I want Steve Cohen and the Mets to pull out all the stops, much like the Giants did, to acquire his services. Because when you have a manager this good, in the prime of his career, that is available, I think you got to do everything in your power to get him. Now, ultimately, it's going to be Cora's decision. But you have the money. You have the market. You have Juan Soto. You're building this young nucleus. It's an opportunity to manage the Mets. And listen, Alex Cora has no love lost for the Yankees, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind joining the Mets. It just as sort of a, hey, I'm going to be the Met manager now, and that rivalry that exists between Cora and the Yankees can continue. I think it makes a lot of sense for both parties. But you're going to have to do what the Giants did with Harbaugh. Because, yeah, you have, I think, the foundation. There's a lot of things to like about taking the job with the Mets. And then from the Mets end, I mean, you're bringing in a highly successful manager. No nonsense. Won a championship. Familiar with the franchise. familiar with the market, can handle the pressure, has managed big stars. So he's not going, and that was the thing about, now, Mike Brown hasn't had the success that Alex Cora's had, although he had success. One of the things about Mike Brown is that he was able to handle superstar players. Just so happens that the Knicks are really, I mean, they have Brunson and Kat's pretty close, obviously one of the better players in the league, but still not necessarily the star power that a LeBron and Kobe or the sort of, I guess, egos that he had to deal with. But still, that idea that, hey, Alex Cora and Harbaugh too. I mean, Baltimore's not New York, but yeah, you got Lamar Jackson, you got expectations there to win year in and year out. Alex Cora is not going to be afraid of this moment. He's going to be able to handle the media. He's going to be able to handle the pressure. He's going to be able to handle the star power. He's going to be able to handle Steve Cohen and Stearns and anything that's thrown at him. Like, to me, it's the perfect hire. It's number one on my list. It's number one by a large margin or a large sort of gap between one and two. And we certainly could get into other candidates. Like, Marash threw out Albert Pujols. I thought that was outside the box. Although John Harper talked about it like 5 minutes later, so maybe it wasn't outside the box, but I felt like it was. And certainly the relationship between Pujols and Soto makes a ton of sense. And look, Albert Pujols, I mean, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And this is Juan Soto's team. So I can, and Pujols himself on Friday said that he has interest in the Met job. So where there's smoke, there's fire. And that's an interesting name. Same thing with Beltran, although I think Beltran takes the general manager job. With Stearns acting as president of baseball operations. But it's Cora, and you start with Cora, and then you work your way down from there. But I, much like the Giants did with Harbaugh, if I'm the Mets, I would pull out all the stops for Cora. All of them. And credit the Giants for getting Harbaugh to sign on the dotted line. Because they were a Harbaugh away, I think, from contending. And when I see this Met team, the way they're building this young nucleus and building up the farm system, and obviously they have a ton of money, so they're always going to be in the mix with free agents and signing big free agents. To have the guy at the helm like Alex Cora managing this team, I think that's the perfect fit.